welcome to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
Welcome to The Crash Report. My name's Sean. I'm joined here by Mark.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Eric and Micah aren't here this week. They're dealing with massive depression.
yeah, let's go with that.
Not here. No, if you're from Colorado, you know it's flu season, and so everybody's been getting sick, and they got sick, and partially the Broncos sucked, so I think that's probably why.
That didn't help their immune system.
Make them feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me start off by asking you, Mark, what happened?
I mean, what didn't happen? We got scored on every quarter. We got outran, we got outpassed, we got out, you know, our defense wasn't up to par. Even our special teams sucked. Yeah. So if you can find a bright spot, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, there wasn't one. It was bad all around. So, I mean, it always sucks to have to do, like, the podcast on weeks when the Broncos didn't play well. And I feel like it's starting to become a trend. So it makes this podcast really fun.
Right.
It was a tough game, no doubt. It was a giant letdown.
Nice punch.
Thanks. I tried. I thought about that one all week.
That was the only highlight that you had coming in here.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I could finally use that joke. Perfect. Because we never played the Giants. And when we did, it was terrible. So
I think the worst part is 2 weeks to prepare.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, in case you guys didn't know, we lost to the Giants. I don't know why you're listening to this podcast if you don't watch Broncos games. But yeah, it was terrible. We lost to the up till that point a team who hadn't won any games. In a really shitty division in football too. So that was great.
Right. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that they were last offensively.
Probably. Gotta be close.
I mean, almost last at least. You know, you have the Cleveland Browns, so you can always count on being last, but they were right after them.
Yeah, it was a really bad game. It was a game that we all last week. So let me backtrack a little bit. If you didn't hear a podcast from us last week, because there wasn't one, so hopefully you guys had an opportunity to go to our YouTube channel and check out. We did a live stream of the show, all four of us. Went over to Micah's house. Did this big elaborate thing, and we're all retarded, and so it didn't come out very well at all.
Yeah, we paid a lot of money to do it too.
So, yeah, we had no idea what we were doing. And so somehow, in like the jostle of trying to get things set up, we accidentally bumped the mic, and it like ruined the audio for the whole podcast side. But luckily, it's all recorded on live video. On YouTube, so you could go and check that out if you haven't had a chance. Just go to YouTube and check out Crush Report, I think is the channel's name even. But yeah, that's why there was no podcast last week. The audio was ruined for the podcast side. But yeah.
You can blame Micah.
We'll probably try to do it again, but it might suck, so we'll see. So, all right, getting into this game, all of our predictions were way off because we lost.
Well, I thought I had us losing, didn't I?
What's that?
I said I thought I had us losing, didn't I?
Yeah, I think so. I think you had it pegged. I think you said 24-10 Giants.
Yeah, right, that's what I said. Yeah. So I'm the closest.
You were pretty close. No one in all of the NFL thought they were going to lose. They went in, I think it was like 2-1 favorites. Betting wise, Giants were huge underdogs. No one expected them to win. On top of like Giants being in last place, they were missing a ton of players. A lot of things just weren't going their way. And then the Broncos just shit the bed. So, yeah, man. I don't even know where to start with this. I feel really, I guess, like you said, it was kind of like all around a bad job.
Yeah, they came out slow, and probably like maybe halfway through the second quarter. I mean, I just noticed it because it was odd that they weren't running the ball, and I think they were only down by 10 points at that time. And it was just weird. I mean, they were just passing and passing and passing. And statistically, if Trevor passes more than they do run, or if they don't have a really good balance, he's worse and worse. He's not a Drew Brees type of player. He's not a Phillip Rivers type of, you know, quarterback where he can just continually pass and have a good passer rating. I just thought that was odd. And you know, we're only down by 10, and the offense was playing like we were down by 24 already.
Right.
So, I mean, that was my first, you know, kind of hint that this was not going to go right. I mean, besides interception, pick for six, and Brandon McManus missing field goals, it was just a terrible game.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, man. So far, I mean, like you said, everything, even our defense, didn't show up in a way that I thought was on par with what they're playing or how they have been playing. For the number one defense in the NFL, you know, zero turnovers from defense. We didn't shut down, what's that guy's name? Darkwalk?
Darth Vader? Was that his name?
Darkwing Duck. Orleans Darkwalk, I think his name is. First running back, a little crushing number for you, first running back of the season who broke 100 yards on the Broncos in rushing.
I guess
still haven't gotten a running back touchdown this season, which is good. I'll give them that. We were just terrible in three and outs. We were horrible in the red zone. Like you said, McAnus missed again. I cannot understand how that guy, I don't know if it's just like a psychological thing after you get a big contract that you just shit the bed, or if he's like, he's best friends with like DT and he's like, no, here's what you do. After you get paid, you just stop performing.
DT probably just gave him some of his butter. Said, hey, put this on your foot, man. It'll help.
Yeah. Got this butter that I use. And yeah, no, totally.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, the whole game was just tragic. I think the running backs had a combined 36 yards. Trevor Siemian actually had the longest run.
Oh, great.
for the Broncos of 9 yards. So yeah, it was just a shit show all around, man.
Yeah, they you know, I heard an interview with Derek Wolfe. It was, I think, Monday after the game, and you know, he was all fired up, he was mad, he was pissed, and I'm thinking, well, I mean, were you guys mad on the bench? Because it definitely didn't look that way. Because typically, you know, if you're down, you know, and you get mad, you play a little harder, play more aggressive, you know, show me some more penalties. I don't know. Show me that you want this game, right. And that, yeah. I just didn't see it.
Totally agree, man. Yeah, I've waited all season to watch one coach get in McManus's face after he's missed a field goal, and I've never seen it. Like, and that's across the board, too. Like, I don't feel like anybody's ever... I feel like everybody's, like, new, and so nobody wants to yell at each other. Like, even the coaches are like, we're new here. We don't want to get anybody's face. We don't know how long we're going to be here. And, yeah, I don't know what it's like, there's, like, a really weird culture, it seems like, is getting developed in Denver right now that, of not being aggressive, I guess. Or there just seems like there's not really, like, a leadership anywhere on the field.
Yeah.
Or on the bench.
I do want to point out this. I think, so Justin Simmons is a great player. You know, he replaced TJ Ward, and his play is at the same level as TJ Ward, if not better, just because he's younger. But I do think in that game, we missed TJ Ward's leadership. There was no fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you usually see TJ Ward just, you know, he snaps his helmet off when he's mad and he starts yelling at the defense because the coaches won't do it. And that's one knock, right, I have on the coaches, is they don't, like you said, they don't yell at the players. They don't get in their faces. They just kind of pat them on the back saying, yeah, we'll get it next time. Well, in the NFL, yeah, next time is really short.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely a season that's starting to slip away from us pretty quickly. Definitely need some fire lit under their butts. I don't know what it's going to take or what needs to really happen with that, but we'll totally agree. So we both kind of talked about offense and defense. I guess let's get into the nitty gritty of it. We kind of definitely touched on this last week when we did the live podcast, live stream, I guess. We talked about Trevor Siemian. You know, overall, me and you both were a lot easier on Trevor Siemian than Mike or Eric were. How are you feeling about him this week?
I don't know, man. I think, well, me and you both had him top 15 to 20, right? And they,
yeah, I think
they
so.
Had him kind of more in the top 10, 15. So I will say this, they were more wrong than we were.
Right.
You know, I think obviously that has dropped for me. I mean, it shows in his play. I still think he has the smarts. He has the brain. But I think part of it is the game plan. He needs to, you know, have some confidence built up, which the run game will help with that. If he, you know, we can get 3-4 yards, you know, average on a run, that's perfect. Throw some screens, get him some confidence going, and then you can start, you know, looking a little bit further down the field, do some slants, do some outs, something. But it seemed like we went to those secondary plays right away where we were throwing slants to DT or quick outs, and then we'd launch it down the field. I think the pick six, I mean, it wasn't that far, but it was still like a 7 or 8 yard pass. And I think it was second down. I'll have to take a look, but it just seemed off. The entire offense, Trevor just seemed completely off. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree, man. You know, and speaking to last week, we both talked about that. I feel like I still hold true to the fact that I think the reason I gave him such a high rating, or he's higher in my book, is I think he has potential to be definitely, you know, in the top 10 of quarterbacks. I mean, obviously his numbers don't reflect that right now. He's definitely developing and growing. You know, I've heard the term growing pains a lot when it comes to Trevor Siemian, which is, you know, I mean, that's going to happen with any quarterback, especially, you know, in their sophomore year of football in the professional league. He doesn't have the college career that a lot of quarterbacks coming to the NFL had. But, you know, I think he's doing a good job. I think he definitely needs to increase his level of leadership. For sure. And then also he just needs to figure out how to get that ball off quicker and maybe be a little more calculated with where he's putting it. He could throw the ball. I mean, you're not going to be a quarterback in the NFL if you can't throw the football. Like, yeah, that's just fact.
Team
like,
Debo. Tim Tebow. Tim Bebo.
Right. And even him. I mean, he still had potential to be something better than he was. I don't know if Trevor Siemian's going to be able to get over that hurdle, and he's going to be able to come a great, you know, and that all be kind of gets left up to him if he's able to put in that hard work and make that next step. I think he had 29 completions out of 50 attempts. He threw for like 346 yards. He had one touchdown and 2 interceptions, which also puts him, I think he's 1 pick 6 away in the last 3 games from, compared, I think he has like 1 more touchdown than pick six in the last 3
Yikes.
Games. Yeah, so his Jeez. Averages aren't going out are great right now. You know, and this whole season has kind of been up and down. I mean, he's not been great. He's not been terrible. He's kind of like borderline and mediocre. He's definitely not good at the zone defense.
Yeah, and I think you hit on a really good point is his leadership.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio on the drive, and they go back to the game. Do you remember the Charger game when we were down 24 points and we came back and just slaughtered them? We obviously had Peyton Manning, so you can't really compare the two, but you can see the difference between Peyton Manning and Trevor Siemian in the leadership portion where he rallies the team back. And again, I go back to, you know, little clips on the sideline where you see Trevor Siemian versus when you see Peyton Manning. Is he studying film? Is he talking to the receivers? Is he standing up, watching the game, trying to, you know, whatever it may be. I just don't see that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I would totally agree with you. You know, and I didn't really think about it a lot last week. And I think I even said I wasn't sure if I agreed with you. But yeah, you know, after this week, I definitely see that as being an issue. I don't know, man. I don't know if that is chalked up to him just being, you know, a rookie. He's young.
Yeah.
Just being scared to step out and say, hey, this is what I need. This is what I need to do. This is what I think I should be doing. Which I think are all, like, super crucial in his role. And I think, especially coming from years with Peyton Manning, he ran the offense. I mean, let's not words about it. He, when he was on the field, it was his field. And definitely led the charge in whatever was going to happen, controlled the offense the way he needed it to be controlled. Which, I don't know, I feel like Siemian had the opportunity to kind of, like, he worked under him. I mean, he had the opportunity to learn from him. So I'm hoping that those things would have translated well, that he would have picked up on it. And maybe that's another reason. Maybe you watch, you're, like, under Peyton Manning, and then you're like, oh, shit, like, I'm not that guy. I do whatever he tells me to do. And so maybe he got, like, this stigma that he's not allowed to talk or something, but... Yeah, man, it's something he definitely needs to figure out and needs to be fixed quickly. And again, I don't think it's all his fault. We've talked about it a million times. Our offensive line's garbage. We should have ran the ball a lot more. Our running backs didn't show up the way they should have. We had a lot of weird things happen with Sanders getting hurt, DT getting hurt, DT coming back, and then, you know, DT had that drop pass. I mean, I don't think we could go a game that he doesn't have at least one decent drop pass.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a lot of weird things. I mean, I think Garrett Bowles was our highest ranked Bronco on the offense that game. So the youngest, newest guy. But I should say
is
something.
The brightest star on our team.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because there's been a lot of talk about, obviously, about the quarterback play in Trevor Siemian. Let's say we have another game just like we did last week with Trevor. Do you throw in Brock the same game? Do you bench Siemian the next game? Do you bench Siemian at all?
I don't think so, man. I mean, I think you're a few games away, a few losing games away from that being an option. I almost feel like at this point you have to leave Brock in. I think he's at a crucial point right now. I think everybody's waiting to see. I think we should be waiting to see what he does. With a bad loss like that, like we need to know if he could bounce back from that, because it's going to happen in your career. I mean, what was it last week? Roethlisberger threw 5 picks. So yeah. It's not like nobody's benching him right away or across the league. It's just because you get to know and learn if a quarterback can bounce back from that. And we're at the point where we're finding out if he can. We're coming up on 3 road games that are pretty crucial, especially the first one being a division game that we really need to win. And so I think this is his chance. If he doesn't, you know, I don't know. I know Brock Osweiler came in and he did okay for the...
Oh, man,
know,
he looked like one... he was in heaven.
Right? He was like a happy, excited puppy.
Yeah, he was like,
he had
2
completions
back
out of 4 attempts. Yeah, 18 yards. Nothing, like, spectacular. He did an okay job, but that... It wasn't anything that I saw that was past what we would have gotten out of Trevor Siemian.
No,
the fact of the matter is, like Eric said, we don't have like a star quarterback right now. We don't have like a Peyton Manning or anything like that. It's just we have a good quarterback, and we're probably not gonna get a franchise quarterback anytime soon, because it's so rare that you come across that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree.
So I think. Yeah, I think we just need to capitalize on who we have. I think that it's probably going to be him, at least for this season, depending on how things go. I don't know. I know people were talking about, I guess Chad Kelly was cleared to play finally again. And so, I don't know, maybe like maybe that's an option. If something, I'd rather see Chad Kelly than Brock Osweiler, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will say this. I'm asking all these questions, telling you how bad Trevor played, but I got to look at it kind of like a cup half full. We've only lost two games. You know, who knows? We could
two
not lose
games
another game
that we should have won.
Right.
Yeah.
We could
Which
be...
is so weird to me, too, because they were like lock games, in everybody's opinion, that we lost.
Right. Yeah. And it's almost like, you know, this is it. This is our season. We're not going to make the playoffs. But, I mean, God, we've only lost two games. And it's, you know, the second quarter of the season.
Right. Yeah, I think it's frustrating because it is, at one side, you want to say, like, yeah, we're doing a great job as far as, like, I mean, obviously, our defense is number one in the NFL. You can't dispute that. They're great. They're doing great. They had a shitty game last week, for sure. But, yeah, our beats are just really bad beats. Like, you can't deny it. Like, losing to Buffalo and then to the Giants, it's just, yeah. It's almost like losing to, like, the Browns.
You know, I guess with the way that we're trending, we're losing the games we shouldn't lose, and we're winning the games maybe we necessarily shouldn't win, which I will take that any day because of our schedule. We're not supposed to beat the Chiefs. We're probably not supposed to beat the
That's
Eagles. And the way the Chargers are playing, we're not even favored in that game. It's a coin toss.
Yeah, that switched over the weekend.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree, man.
I just, if the defense can basically carry us on their back and Trevor just not make those mistakes, we'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think our defense, the thing that always freaks me out about our defense is that this happened last year, happened the year before. For some reason, that, like, that midfield area, we just can't cover. That tight end, for some reason, like, tight ends are kryptonite. And so we need to figure that out quick. And I know, like, we started the season off and everybody was, like, all hyped on this, like, you know, that we finally figured out what was going on. But I think the Giants game was pretty evident that we haven't.
Yeah. So, you know, I was watching the Bears play. I think maybe it was a week before. But then I was also watching the Titans play, too. The Titans still have Wesley Woodyard, which I didn't even know he was still alive. he's so old. But he's still so good. And then the Bears, obviously, they still have Danny Trevathan. And it just makes me wonder, like, man, if we kept those guys, because those guys were fast. And that's what we need with tight ends, because it feels like our middle linebackers, they have the tackle ability, obviously. They have the power to stop them, but they don't have the speed. And both of those guys were very fast. And I just wonder what would happen if we have kept them. You know, what if we just would have paid Danny Trevathan what he deserved? You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the Giants' victory over us, you know, I think it boiled down to a lot of mismatches. Especially on
absolutely.
That tight end side. So, yeah, man, it's lots of little mistakes, and those are where we kind of get into the coaching side. I wonder, with Joe Woods, is this where we're missing Sonnenbaum? Is, like, are these mistakes that maybe Sonnenbaum would have caught? I mean, potentially, I think he was probably, you know, I mean, a lot of people would argue and say that he's probably one of the best defensive coaches in NFL history. And
going
to Joe Woods. Yeah, he's a young guy, and I think he's, I don't know. Everybody says he's doing a good job, but it's kind of like, are you, like, a fast driver, or is it because you drive a Lamborghini? Like,
that's a good point.
You're given the number one defense in the league. Like, your only job is not to fuck it up. not necessarily,
you
like, making
the Lamborghini.
It better. Right, yeah. And so, yeah, I think... time's going to tell with that one, but I hope not. I think there's enough leadership on the defensive side that it'll keep on track, despite whatever might happen with him. Hopefully he's doing a good job, but even without him, I think Von Miller and Aqib Talib are definitely leaders on that side, which we're lacking on the offensive side.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the defense, you have a small window with them. But we seem to draft decently well with defensive players. So, yeah, like you said, you just got to just don't crash.
Do you have any other thoughts or insights on the coaching?
Yeah, kind of going back to what we said earlier, I think in a game like that, even though you're only down 10, I think at one point we're down 17-0, there has to be some fire. You got to get in their faces. You got to say, come on, you know, guys, look at the score. We're a much better team than they are, offensively and defensively. Coaching-wise, they got to stick with the run. Like I said earlier, they were only down by 10 points, and they were passing God knows who, how much in that second quarter. There wasn't even an interview with the head coach, and he said, in the second quarter, we were down by 2 scores, but I think we had 18 runs and 17 passes or something stupid. And they didn't have 18 runs in the entire game. So if the head coach doesn't even know it, why would you expect the offensive coordinator to even know it?
Right. Yeah, no, that's true.
I think it got away from them, and they just never looked back and said, okay, we got to slow down.
Yeah, no, yeah, I 100% agree. I feel like there is like a disconnect for some reason with that. I don't know why it did seem like they were kind of giving up on our run game, which they've like touted this whole season up till now. And I get like the Giants did figure it out to a point that they were really stacking that box. And so it did shut our run game down a little bit, but I don't know. I just feel like there were a lot of opportunities. I feel like most Broncos games, I'm like, okay, throw the ball, yeah. Throw the ball. And this whole time I was just like, okay, run the ball. Why are we having two extremes? Why can't there be like a happy medium where you're like, run, pass. Like,
well, I think
it's not that difficult. Just figure it out and play it.
And weren't they like 26th, 27th on run defense? I mean, they're pretty bad on stopping the run. And we were, at least going into the game, because we had a bye, I mean, we were one of the top running teams. So it would have made sense, even from, me, to run the ball.
Right.
Keep pounding.
Yeah, and for sure. So these are like little coaching things, but I feel like all those things that we mentioned can be easily fixed and hopefully addressed quickly. So for this game, to kind of wrap it up, because it was... I'm tired of talking about it.
Me too.
It's depressing me. Is there anybody that you give the game ball to?
I think there's only two players I would. It'd be Von Miller, just because he got a sack again.
Right.
And I'm blanking on his name. The new guy rookie.
The new guy rookie.
Yeah, the tackle. Why can't I think of his
name? Oh, Garrett Bowles.
Yeah, I guess I would probably give it to him just because he was really the only person that stopped the pass rush. There wasn't too many pressures on his side, so I'd probably give it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I'd probably go Garrett Bowles. Jeez, I don't even know. Maybe... Yeah. Slim pickings this week for sure. What's that kid? Jeff Howerman?
I can't remember. Oh, yeah, that's right. Howerman,
yeah. Touchdown.
Yeah, he got us some points.
Yeah, got a touchdown. He'd have game ball. He did something. Who would you give your take a lap to?
Oh, God. So obviously I could give it to the entire team, offense, defense,
to the Broncos.
Yeah. I think just because we have a young quarterback, I'm not going to give it to Trevor. I think I'm going to give it to the coaching staff just for not being able to slow the game down, get Trevor in a rhythm, run the ball, and yell at those defensive players and stop the run. I think I have to give it to the coaching staff.
Yeah, I definitely think that's fair. For sure. I'm gonna go...
So many to choose from.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and give it to Trevor Siemian. Just because God needs to light a fire under him. I know he listens to this podcast. Just kidding. I know he doesn't.
Yeah, Trevor, do something.
That's all we're asking you to do. Is do something. Me and Mark are on your side. You're making us look bad to Eric and Micah. We need you to really step it up.
Yeah, and just be like an Aaron Rodgers, something along those lines. Don't break your collarbone.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to do anything fantastic at all. I mean, just
win the Super Bowl.
Look at the Chiefs. They got 13 points. That's all you need. 13 points. And you could be like the Chiefs. yeah, it's tough, man. It's a tough game for sure. All right, well, moving on to this coming week. Playing the Chargers. We talked about it a little bit. Second time around.
Yeah.
Barely beat them in the season opener.
Oh, man.
This is like 24-21. Let's see. Well, the Chargers are 2-4. We're 3-2. First of a three road game streak for the Broncos coming up. Let's see. The Chargers are ranked 14th overall in offense, 31st in rushing, 4th in passing, and 16th in points.
Yeah, I mean that mostly comes from Phillip Rivers and his, you know, probably garbage points at that time and.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's totally true. Against the Broncos, who are still first overall in defense.
Wow.
Second in rushing. 6th in passing. 8th in points. Which is just insane to me.
That's a bright spot, I guess. That's good news.
Statistically, we're doing well. Just in real life, we're doing terrible. Chargers are on a 2-game winning streak. We're 1-2 in the last 3 games.
Granted, they did beat the Raiders and who else do they play? I just don't even care about the Chargers. I hate them.
I know, right? Yeah,
Take a look on.
It's a game. It's a game I feel like we have to win for sure.
This is definitely a must win. Any divisional game that we have the rest of the season, we have to win.
Yeah, at this point for sure. But I don't know, man. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the Chargers?
Oh God, they beat the Giants. That's even worse.
Right.
So I guess my thoughts on them. I know that they've added a couple different pieces. They switched some linemen around to help with the rush. As far as on the offensive side, I think that our defense will come out just hitting strong. I think that will pressure Phillip Rivers a ton. And I think we know who Melvin Gordon is. He's a really good running back. We've stopped him once before. He's not going to do anything different. As far as how he runs, you know, he's been in the league for 2 years now. Like I said, he's a really good running back, but I think we figured him out. Honestly, it's going to be kind of the same game plan as last time, except can't make the mistakes, and we got to capitalize on turnovers. What are your thoughts on the defensive side as far as stopping their offense, since they're obviously better at offense than we are?
Right. You know, I think, I totally agree with you. We already talked about it. T-Sims definitely needs to step up in a big way. I agree with you. We've kind of revealed our chink in our armor, which is our tight end coverage, which, what is that guy's name?
Hunter Henry, which he is on my fantasy team, so he can do okay, but just
no,
don't
can't.
Beat the Broncos.
Care about your fantasy team, especially after you beat me. So, Hunter Henry, Melvin Gordon, obviously, is a threat because he kind of is known for that short pass game coverage that he just does well. Cry Me Rivers definitely is going to try to exploit that. So I think it's something we definitely need to up our ante with. I think we did a great job shutting down the run game when we played him the first time. So I'd like to see that again for sure. Yeah, man. I think just our, like you said, our defense really needs to get back to that man-on-man coverage and really force some turnovers.
This will be a huge test on both sides. Obviously more for the offense on how they respond, like you said earlier, and bounce back from a big loss like we had with the Giants. We have to make sure we stick to the game plan as far as being a balanced team, because that's the only way we're going to win games. We're not going to win games by scoring points. That's obvious. We're going to win games with our defense. We just can't put the defense in a place where they have to score the points. Because it's obvious that not every game they're going to get a pick. They're not every game they're going to get a fumble recovery for a touchdown like they did last time. So if we can just not make mistakes, and if McManus can make his damn field goals, we'll be okay.
Yeah, 100%, man. Totally agree with you. Like, we've known for a long time our success relies a lot on our defense. And so if our defense could step back up to that plate and really, really need to force those turnovers, man. And it's something we haven't done great this season that we've done in the past a lot better. So if that could get pushed back up, I think there's a lot of opportunity to see some good things for sure. What's your prediction on this game?
Oof. So I guess in the beginning of the season, I would say it would probably be a blowout, but not anymore. I'm going to say I still think we win. I think we learn from our loss. I think it's going to be 17-10 Broncos. Typically, in order to win, I think the number was 24. We have to score 24 points or keep the other team under 24 points. But we're just not that team. I don't think we can score that many points. But I know we can hold them to 10 points. So, sorry, that was a long answer to your question. But what is your prediction?
I'm going to say 21-17. I think it's going to be a little bit closer to the beginning of the season. I'm hoping and I'm really feeling like that this loss is going to light a fire. It's still going to be close, but I think it's going to – hopefully we're going to see some changes and T-Sims is going to get some points.
Yeah.
And I think we're probably going to see a lot more running with the Chargers. Eric and Micah sent in their predictions.
Oh boy, here we go.
From their sabbaticals of on depression, fighting their depression.
I hope they're just throwing up Eric's, everywhere.
Yeah. Eric said 17-16 Broncos, and Micah said 21-14.
Okay, so we're all kind of in the same range.
Yeah, not too bad. Eric has it like down to the wire, which I guess I could see because the Chargers are typically known for like blowing a game at the last few seconds.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I was gonna say my 17-10 prediction. I think that will come down to the wire too, as far as them driving, you know, last minute or something. So, yeah, I think it's gonna be a tough game. I do think we're gonna win. But we have to bounce back. We have to, our defense has to prove that they're number one, which is another weird thing is that we're number one in defense, yet we only have 4 takeaways. I mean, to me, that just proves that this defense can be fantastic. This defense can be better than the 15 Broncos defense.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, high hopes for that. But like I said, I don't think that we're a high scoring offense. I think the way we get to 17 is a couple turnovers from the defense and Trevor just has to play smart. That's the way we win this game and games in the future.
Oh, yeah. I'm all stressed out. Really hope we win.
Another reason why this is a must-win game is, like you said, we have three road games in a row. And if we don't build some kind of momentum, I don't see if we don't win this game, I don't see us winning any games on this road trip, to be honest. And that would potentially, just not make us a playoff team.
Right. Yeah.
I can't see that.
For sure. Especially with we're playing the Chiefs the week after this, and we go on to the Eagles. Chiefs is a big one. So if we lose to the Chargers and the Chiefs in this span, that's like a pretty devastating. Chiefs is gonna be hard enough as it is. Can't beat the Chargers, especially when we come home and we play the Patriots.
Yeah.
So it's not like we have an easy schedule coming up at all. Yeah, it's a must win for sure, 100%. It's gonna be a tough game. It's gonna be us bouncing back, hopefully.
Now we talked about this on the live podcast, and I was a little optimistic. I said we wouldn't lose any of the next four games, and boom goes the dynamite. We lost to the Giants. Right. Where do you see us these next three games?
Well, I said I think we're gonna beat the Chargers. I think
Eagles are a weird team.
Right. I think we could beat the Eagles. I think there's like the Chiefs. I'm pretty nervous about.
Yeah.
The upside is that we're like, because of our great defense, shutting down that run game gives us a lot of potential with them. But it's just if can we convert that into a win with our offense?
Problem. Right.
I think we could keep them to a pretty low score for sure. It's just if we could get enough points to edge out that win. Man, honestly, I think Chargers is a win. Chiefs is probably a loss. Eagles is a win. Patriots have been weird this season too, though.
Yeah, I think. I really hope it's a win. I think you're right.
I know.
God, I hate it's losing like, the Chiefs.
It's gut wrenching to say it, and but realistically, I hope beyond all hopes that we win. That's just I don't know, man. I think a lot's going to come to light when we see him play the Chargers, see if we could actually bounce back from this.
Yeah, I think you're right. We need to see a really good game from them, from the Chargers, even though the Chargers aren't the greatest team in the NFL. Kind of like last week, we should have just trumped the Giants. We should have stepped on their throats and cut off their heads.
Right.
But we didn't. So we need to see that from them this week, playing the Chargers. And then that can give us some hope on the next two games.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think if we can edge out that win on the Chargers, my hopes for the Chief games goes up a little bit. But luckily after the Patriots, we play the Bengals, Raiders, the Jets. So there's like
gets a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Well, the way that we played the Giants, I don't know anymore. It's gonna be a one point game every for the rest of the entire season.
Right. We'll like somehow beat like the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Patriots, yeah. And we'll like lose to like the Jets and like the Redskins.
Hey, if we can beat everybody in our division and just kind of keep pace with the losers of the AFC, we'll be okay.
Yeah, totally agree, man. All right, well. I think we covered the disappointment and the frustration pretty well.
Yeah, tired of talking about it.
Yeah. Any parting words?
Eli Manning, I hope that you don't come to Denver because I don't want to have to deal with your interceptions. But I think we're gonna bounce back. Like I said, we've only lost two games. It's only two. Got to look at it that way. Because in the grand scheme of things, it's wins or losses. And right now, we have more wins than losses. Let's just focus on beating the Chargers, which I know that we can do, and then go on from there.
Totally agree, man. Like always, if you could subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play Music, and then rate and review us on there, that definitely helps the show to grow, helps build the fan base, not our fans, the Broncos fan base, because you shouldn't be fans of us because we're dumb. But if you want to like us and subscribe to us, definitely helps us. We love being a part of this community and a part of this fan base. We've always called ourselves a fan cast, not a podcast. Yeah, if you have any questions or comments you want to share with us, we'd love to hear them. We'd love to talk about them on the show. We'd love to share them with the rest of the group and hear everybody's opinions on them. If they're just comments or they're questions or whatever, you could always tweet us at Crush Report. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Mark at
Mark 2Ks 339.
Yeah. I threw him off. He wasn't ready for that. You can reach the other two guys if you want. Eric D. Munoz or Vash007 for Micah.
Do you spell that V-A-G? Website. Is that how you spell it? V-A-G-007?
Vagina 007. He's a huge, huge 007 fan.
Couldn't tell.
He is a vagina, so that's how we got his name. Check out our website if you want to watch us live stream or do our extra point videos. You can check us out on YouTube. Always good stuff. Eric usually does those. Follow us on Twitter also, because Eric like madly live tweets every game pretty much. And
has it's like to the second. I think he predicts the plays. He's like Tony Romo.
Yeah, he gets like information before it's like broadcasting on television. So. He's pretty fun to listen to on there. But thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you so much, Mark, for being here today.
Yeah, the other two. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're slackers and sick and dumb. but like always,
go Broncos!
Go Broncos! We could be